Congress unveils its $1.2 trillion spending bill with funding for the Department of Health and Human Services. New reports highlight errors with the Department of Veterans Affairs and Oracle's deployment of its electronic health record system. And a new study finds that a majority of new physicians have faced sexual harassment. It's Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. Congressional lawmakers have passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill averting a government shutdown. The House of Representatives passed the bill on Friday morning, and the Democratic-majority Senate passed the spending bill with a 74-24 vote in the early hours of Saturday morning, technically after the shutdown deadline had passed. The bill was signed by President Biden later that day. This latest appropriation bill funds key government agencies, including the Justice, State, and Treasury Departments, as well as funding for the Department of Health and Human Services. Through the spending package, HHS will receive more than $116 billion to fund operations through the end of the 2024 fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. This is slightly more than what HHS received during the 2023 fiscal year. The National Institutes of Health is slated to receive nearly $49 billion, with much of the funding going to mental health, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease research. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will receive slightly more than $9 billion. Earlier this month, Congress passed a smaller appropriations bill that postponed an $8 billion reduction in Medicaid disproportionate share hospital payments for a year, as well as rolled back a portion of a Medicare physician pay cut that went into effect at the beginning of the calendar year. It has taken months for Congress to pass the annual appropriations bill, relying on stopgap measures to keep the government operating following the September 30th deadline last year. Reports detailing issues related to the Department of Veterans Affairs' new electronic health record system were released last week, and they outline problems ranging from pharmacy to scheduling difficulties, which in one case may have contributed to the death of a patient. The three reports come from the VA's Office of the Inspector General, or OIG, and follows years of controversy surrounding Oracle Health's rollout of the EHR system and its impact on patient safety. EHR vendor Cerner originally scored the lucrative contract with the VA in 2018, and Oracle inherited the project when it acquired Cerner in 2022. Following another damning report last spring, the VA halted the rollout of the EHR indefinitely at all sites, with the exception of the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center in Chicago, which the VA jointly operates with the Defense Department. In one of the reports issued last week, the OIG found that a scheduling error through Oracle's EHR may have been a factor in the overdose death of a patient. According to the report, the veteran, who had a history of suicidal ideation and substance use disorder, overdosed after missing a follow-up appointment. The watchdog wrote that schedulers using the new EHR were supposed to log a no-show status, which in turn flags the patient's information to an outreach team. However, the OIG found that while the patient's status was updated, the case itself did not make it to the outreach queue. As such, schedulers were not prompted to reach out to the patient, who died 7 weeks after missing their appointment. A second report found that the scheduling issues already observed at five VA medical centers could be exacerbated once the EHR is rolled out at more complex care sites. The OIG noted that the EHR rollout underway at the Lovell Center in Chicago, which is a more complex care site that treats about 75,000 patients annually, has highlighted key problems, including issues with schedulers being able to change the type of appointment a patient may need, such as shifting to a telehealth visit, as well as errors that have caused incorrect patient information to migrate to the new EHR. In another report, the OIG found pharmacy-related patient safety issues, including inaccurate medication data, usability challenges, and the creation of numerous workarounds in order to provide patient care. The report also found that pharmacy staff were negatively impacted by the implementation of the new EHR, including an increased workload due to the EHR's inefficiencies. It's unclear what could come next for the EHR system. Last May, the agency said it had renegotiated its contract with Oracle to include more accountability measures for the technology company, including stronger performance expectations and larger financial credits to the VA. In September, the VA said it plans to resume work on the rollout of the program this summer. More than half of intern physicians experienced sexual harassment during their intern year of residency. That's according to a new study published in JAMA Health Forum last week. Researchers from the University of Michigan and the Medical University of South Carolina at Charleston surveyed nearly 4,200 physicians at the end of their intern years in 2017, 2018, and 2023. They were asked about sexual harassment prevalence and recognition during their respective intern years. The study included questions that directly asked if they had experienced sexual harassment, as well as questions about experiences that would qualify as sexual harassment. This allowed researchers to establish whether or not the subject understood what constituted as sexual harassment. Nearly 55% of intern physicians experienced sexual harassment in 2023, with only about 18% of interns recognizing that they had been harassed. 72% of women interns experienced sexual harassment in 2023, compared to 36% of their male counterparts. The study also found a higher incidence of sexual harassment among surgical interns compared to non-surgical interns. Despite more than half of interns experiencing sexual harassment in 2023, this was actually an improvement compared to data from the beginning of the study. In 2017, nearly 63% of interns experienced sexual harassment and only 9% recognized the incident. Sexual harassment towards physicians has a negative effect on physician well-being as well as patient care. The report authors call for additional research on this topic in order to improve physician retention rates and promote a better culture within medicine. Josie Suddeth from the GIST team at Kauffman Hall contributed to this story. This has been GIST Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The GIST Weekly.